Welcome back to Fostering Faith. And so I want to welcome you for those that have been listening and those that are new. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I know that there's a million podcasts, but you chose to listen to this one for just a brief moment. We want to thank you for something that could possibly change your perspective. Thank you for tuning into this episode. My name is Tracy Foster. I am the host of Fostering Faith for this episode. And we're going to be talking about God's timing, trusting what he will use and what he wants to do through you. And so welcome back. And so we are in a conversation that I really do feel hits close to home. And so it's all about God's timing. I'm so glad that you're here today. If no one has ever told you lately, you matter. Your story matters. Your presence matters. And what God is doing in your life, even right now in the waiting, in the wondering, in the middle of the unknown, it matters. Today, we're going to be diving into something that I think that every single one of us has wrestled with at one point or another, God's timing. Because let's be real, waiting is hard. And with the click button society and Amazon Prime, that used to be Primer than what it is now. But you have things on your doorstep within a matter of minutes, and we don't want to wait anything, and we don't want to buffer, and we don't want to do anything. And it's really hard to wait sometimes. Trusting is hard. Watching other people's lives take off while you're stuck feeling like the same place, doing the same thing, praying the same prayers, it's hard. But here's the truth. I want to speak it over you today. God's timing is perfect. And not only can he use everything that you're walking through to, if you allow him to, the messy, the mundane, the mistakes, the miracles, he will use it. And the biggest piece of the puzzle is believing. Truly believing that he wants to do something powerful, purposeful, and personal through you. And so let's settle in, lean in, and open our hearts to see what God wants to say today. And so as we are in a season of being busy and not having patience and wanting things yesterday, whenever we ordered it today, but it's not here fast enough. And so how seeing God work in the middle of your day. And so let me start off by asking you, have you ever felt like God forgot about you? We've done an episode before about being left on read and where you think that God has not heard your prayer and has just left you. I mean, let's be honest. We know in our heads that he's always with us. We sing songs, we quote the verses, but our heart sometimes says otherwise, doesn't it? We say all the memory verses that we've memorized. We know that God is good. We know that he is all the things, but in our hearts, what's our heart really say? We see others moving forward. We watch friends announce engagements, promotions, new babies, breakthroughs. And we're just here, waiting, wondering, working, hoping, maybe even crying when no one else is watching. If that's where you are today, I just want to say, God has not forgotten you. We have Ecclesiastes 3:1 that says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. And what that tells me is this, your time is coming, but if you skip the preparation season, you won't be ready for the purpose season. So you know who I think of when I think about God's timing? David. And so as we get into David's story, I want to share real life timing. And so in the office this week, I was able to encounter an atheist. And so I had met them and I was just like so ecstatic that whenever they came in, they were just like, you know, that they're an atheist. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. Did all the things and see you back here in a couple weeks. So was able to pray for them and pray for them and just ask and pray for God. Just give me a chance. Give me an extended visit. Give me something that I can do to show her and or him the way that you love. And so as they had an appointment, they missed their appointment and I'm booked. And they messaged me and said, I overslept. And I was just like, okay, I don't know when I'll be able to get to see you. I go back on my schedule and the exact same time I had a patient cancel. So I was able to bring them in and was able to walk through 45 minutes of what would have been a 15-minute appointment if she didn't oversleep. And it was such an amazing process. Tears were shed, like weight was lifted, seeds were planted. And I got to tell her that she had been prayed over, that she is loved, that she sees the confusion in her heart and the unbelief and the questions that she had that weren't answered, which turned her away. He sees all that. And he allowed her to be in an atmosphere where she is loved, where she is seen, where she is heard, and where there is no judgment. But there is grace and there is mercy and there is education and there is just a presence of just being loved on whenever you've never been loved on before. And so had another incident where a patient needed to be seen, didn't have any room. My nurse had told me, you know, hey, it needs to be like a quick visit, but we don't have anything. What do you want to do? And I'm like, just double book this, just double book it here. And then we'll just make it work. So we double booked it and, another patient canceled. And so, because they couldn't get it, cause their car wouldn't start or something of that nature. And so was able to spend the appropriate amount of time, walked through almost everything that she needed to go through in a manner of childhood trauma and the presence of God and just the timing that he has orchestrated and what he has put on her heart and the anxiety of her, and her being disobedient and knowing what she's supposed to be doing, but she's not doing. And she was just like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot believe this appointment. Like, this is such a God moment. And I mean, she was in tears. You know, I welcomed her into the family and everything that she has been going through had led up to God's timing. And so if we allow God's plan to be worked through us, because God's will be done, but will we allow him to use us? Because it is all free will. He will never make us do anything. And so it's about us being in his will to do his will. And there is no better job to spread the light and the love that he has given to us. But we have to be patient. We have to have just a knowing that he is working behind the scenes. And so we have David. David was the appointed king as a teenager. The oil was poured on his head while he was still smelling like sheep because he was a shepherd. But did he go straight to the palace? No! He went right back to the pasture. He was in there years before he ever took throne. And during that time, he was chased. He was hunted down, misunderstood, hidden in caves, forgotten by people, but not forgotten by God. Because what looked like a delay was actually development. God was forming something in David that only could be built in the waiting. And what he wants with your life, he'll do it, but you have to do it in the waiting. The waiting seasons are not wasted seasons. And so you're praying for a promotion. You're praying for a job. You're praying for this. You're praying for a spouse. You're praying for money. You're praying for whatever. But he is like, no, like you are not mature enough to have this. Like you cannot be in a managerial role because you can't manage your house. Like I'm not going to give you and give you extra finances because you can't even manage what you have now. Why would I give you something that you cannot handle? Why would I give you something that is going to harm you? And so it really is about that waiting season while he's pruning things away from you, while he is allowing you to grow and mature into the person that he has created, but you have to realize it. So he is going to make you wait just like any good parent would. And so let's talk about something that's important, what God will use if you will let him. So to get you caught up on thinking we have been polished and perfected before God can work, let's think about it like this. And so like, let me fix this. Let me clean up. Let me get it all together. And then maybe I'll be worthy of getting something great for the kingdom. But friend, let me tell you, you are something God has been whispering in your heart. Had there been something that God has been telling you? And I can use anything if you surrender it to me. Have you surrendered what you're holding on so tight for? your job, your career, your finances, your relationships, your heart. Has he whispered, I can use anything if you surrender it to me? Hear me. Anything. That broken relationship, he can use it. The season of loss, he can use that. A poor decision from 10 years ago that still you beat yourself up over, yep, he can use that too. Your past does not disqualify you. It gives you a testimony. And so just talking to a patient today, they were in a season of just being mad because of what happened, and she could not believe that God would allow this to happen. I said, but what happens if you let him use that pain for purpose? What happens if you use that testimony to help someone else out? And so she was just like, oh my gosh, like I've been wanting to be a counselor. I can't shake it. And it's because she had went through trauma and she was able to walk through that with him. But yet she had a period of being mad and being just like, you know, just disconnected from God and kind of walking away because all these negative things happened. I said, but yeah, but what happens if you allow him to use that pain for purpose? And we have Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things God works for those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. That means that good things, hard things, ugly things, confusing things, all things, things that we do not understand because it's above our pay grade and we have no business knowing, because if we were meant to know, he would tell us. But if we have no business knowing, he is not going to tell us. He's going to keep us safe. Stay in your lane. I'll tell you what you need to know. But the key is, are you willing to give it to him? Are we willing to say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to use this pain, but I trust you with it. I don't know how you'll redeem this mess, but I'm giving it back to you. Take my story, take every part of it and use it for your glory. And so everything that we do would bring him glory. Your job, your finances, your marriage, your relationships, your text messages, all the things can be used to bring him glory. Because listen, God can work through surrender a whole lot more than he can work through self-sufficiency. Let that simmer for a little bit. And so let's talk about something even a little deeper. Believing in what God wants to do through you. Not just believing in God, but believing that God actually wants to use you. Do you believe that? Not that you show up on Sundays looking all put together. Not that you are that person that is seen on social media. I'm talking about the real you. The one with the doubts, the insecurities, the struggles, and those secrets. It's the things that go behind closed doors. It's the belief of, I've screwed up so bad, there's no way that he would give me integrity. There's no way that he would give me that honor into growing his kingdom. That's the God that you choose. That's the you he called, and that's the you he can use. The doubt, the unbelief, the struggles, he can use all of that if you will allow him. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do all good works, which God prepared us in advance for us to do. In advance, not delayed, not late, but his perfect timing. That means that we're on assignment with your name on it. Things only you can do. People that only you can reach. Lives that will only be changed because of you. If you step into what he is asking you to do, but you got to believe in it. You've got to grab it and hold on to it. You've got to let go of the silence of the enemy's voice in your head that says you're not good enough. God says that I am chosen. God says that I am called. He says that I'm a masterpiece. And so that is what you are controlling your thoughts for. Because whenever the devil says that you're not worthy, that you are not worth it, no one is going to believe you. You screwed up too many times. That was your last chance. He has created you for a season, a reason, a purpose, a calling. And it's because of you, you went through that circumstance and you're going to be able to help that one person because it's you, because you had a testimony, because you faced whatever you had and you have street credit in that. If you had a parent that was murdered and you've walked through that anger and that grief and that disbelief and just been mad at God, but you now see his glory in that pain for purpose. I don't have that street credit. I don't have that. But do I have the street credit of being 300 pounds, being on a fitness journey, being on over 100 units of insulin, reversing my Hashimoto's? Yeah, I've got to do all that. But I don't have the street credit that you have, because God has allowed certain things to go through your life, because you are chosen, because you are the ones that are called. The things that we go through in life are not for us. It's to help somebody else out. It is a testimony on the other end of it. And yes, it's scary. Stepping out in faith is scary. Trusting him can be hard, because we're walking by faith, not by a plan. Giving him your pain is vulnerable, but obedience will always lead to blessings, even if the path is uncertain. He's not going to give you a blueprint and tell you what to do. That's not the God that we serve. He's saying, trust me. Let me know what you are doing and allow me to work in your life. And so let's take a few takeaways from this. If you're driving or running or folding laundry while you listen, let's settle your spirit and let's just kind of remember these five things. And so God is never late. He can use anything. God wants to do something through you. Don't rush the process. And believe, even when it's hard, even when you can't see it. And so let's walk through those. And so one, God is never late. He is not stalling. He is not unsure. He is working behind the scenes in the ways that you can't even imagine. I mean, the microseconds, the appointments, the cancellations, all these things, he's orchestrating months in advance, days in advance, years in advance. He is in your tomorrow. And number two, God can use anything. There is nothing in your life he cannot redeem, restore, or repurpose. But you have to allow him to. You have to open up your hands and surrender. Whatever you feel like you have to be in control over, please know that he will do a better job at managing it than you ever would. Number three, God wants to do something through you. You're not here by accident. You're not disqualified, but you are chosen. You are equipped and you are loved and you are made for just a time as this. Everything that has happened in you, all the mistakes that you have made, all the paths that you have chosen on your own, but yet you're still here despite your best efforts. And so God can use all of that if you allow him and invite him in. Number four, don't rush the process. What God is building in your waiting, during your wait, will be very foundational to what you stand on later. And so while you're waiting, while you're praying, while you are weeping, while you are crying, while you are on your knees, while you are fasting, he is building a foundation, a firm foundation, because we cannot have wavy faith if we're going to walk and be a disciple, if we're going to be a Christ ambassador. We have to have a strong foundation before us. And so he is building us up. He is building us up from the foundation, from our feet up. And so whenever we stand firm against the enemy's schemes, we are well-rooted and well-established in what the word says. And so therefore, we cannot be shaken. And so number five, believe even when it's hard, even when you cannot see it, believe that he is still working. He is still seeing you, that your breakthrough isn't canceled. It's just being cultivated. And so even when it seems hard and you know that God has called you to whatever it is you feel like you're supposed to be doing, even whenever you cannot see it, there's no way I am going to be an entrepreneur. There is no way that I'm going to be and produce music. There's no way that I'm going to be a doctor. There's no way that I'm going to be a nurse. There's no way I can afford that school. But he has a plan. But we just have to walk and trust and know that he is working all things out for those that are looking and honestly seeking his face. He is not a genie. He is not rub a lamp and just like pray for things and get it. No, he's not like that. He is a father and he wants the best for his children and he loves you and he wants you to want him. And so I want to challenge you today. What's the one thing that you need to surrender? What's the one area of your life where you need to stop fighting for control and start trusting in God's timing? What's the dream that you need to believe in again? What's that dream that he put on your heart 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 months ago, and you gave up because he didn't give you a plan, but you didn't take the step? And so what is it that you need to do to surrender what God has called you for, but yet you won't let go of? Write it down, speak it out, and take it to prayer. And so you know I'm a huge fan of journaling and write it down, speak it out, go to him with it, and take it to prayer. And if you're listening and thinking, Tracy, I want to trust him, but I don't know how. Let me remind you, you don't have to have it all the answers. You just have to take the next step. One act of obedience at a time, one moment of faith at a time. It is not a sprint, it is a marathon. And so you take that first step of the branch, and if he pushes you, he will either teach you how to fly or he will catch you. One of the two is going to happen. And so I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I hope this has encouraged your heart, filled your spirit, and reminded you that God is still writing your story. If this episode spoke to you, share it with a friend. Text it to someone who is in the waiting season and remind them and yourself that God's timing is worth trusting. His plan is worth believing and your story is worth sharing. Until next time on Fostering Faith, one moment at a time, one step at a time, one surrendered season at a time. And so we would love to pray for you. We would love to encourage you to write, review, leave some comments, help our podcast grow and share it with the unbeliever, share it with people that are not of faith, because it is about being fishers of men and not watchers of the aquarium. And so let us pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for allowing us to have seasons of waiting. Thank you for allowing us to have seasons that we do not know. Thank you that you are there whenever we need you. Thank you that you're making a plan in advance. Thank you that you're always working in the background. Thank you for our trust. Thank you for our faith that is growing, that is maturing. Thank you for the firm foundation that you have set before our feet. Thank you that you have made us wait. Thank you that you have molded us. Thank you that you have pruned us. Thank you that you have searched our heart and rid us of the bitterness and the anger and the resentment. Thank you that we are seeking your face. Thank you that you have plans to prosper us. Thank you that you love your sons and daughters. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we hope this message encouraged you. Have an amazing week. We love you guys. Have a great day.